This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Let's find out what we can learn about the day by having conversation that is creative. Creative conversation continues. There's another good alliteration. How about them apples? I loved alliteration when I was teaching school or even now in the conversation. People say, what did he just say? Creative conversational contributors or whatever.
Yes, very poetic. What's not to love?
Uh-huh. Not anything bad going on here. You're entitled to the best. So let's see if we can go down that street with some good news about a 16-year-old who appeared on American Ninja Warrior. She has an insulin pump because she's a diabetic. This is really, talk about a contest. This is really a challenge. And apparently this young lady, Katie Bone, when she decided to sign up for it, she was trying to, I don't know if she was trying to raise awareness, but she certainly has for people who are that age who have type 1 diabetes. She has had it since she was 11 years old, now 16, and she qualified for the semifinals, Jay.
Yeah, this is amazing. And before she was diagnosed with diabetes type 1, she had already gotten into rock climbing and doing a lot of this kind of thing. And a kid she babysits for, who is also a type 1 diabetic, was really embarrassed about his tubeless insulin pump. And that's when she was kind of like, I'm not going to hide mine. He was embarrassed about it, and he didn't want to show it. It just made him feel bad. And so she was kind of like, I'm going to show mine off. I want people to talk more about it and that it's not something that will hinder me, or it's not a downfall. It's not something to be embarrassed about. It's just part of something you need, and there's nothing wrong with that. And so when she competes, she makes sure that she wears short-sleeved or tank top kind of things so that she can not only raise awareness, but I guess raise the comfortability level of it.
Mm-hmm. So I would ask, I did not see a picture of her, but I know I've seen a few episodes, or not really complete episodes, but once in a while you're crossing across the channel, and this is an NBC show, so you see American Ninja Warrior and the two guys that are the hosts are kind of noisy, annoying guys, but you watch the people, the women especially, mothers, women normally in their 20s or 30s that are competing, and what they've done to build up their bodies. It sort of reminds me of Natalie Portman and how she has bulked up to become stronger and better at doing these sort of things, which women didn't used to do, didn't think they had license to do, but now they do, thankfully, and it's a great thing for society to see. I think it's fabulous to see these people competing and to do as well as they do, to be able to create the bodies they do and the strength that they have. And here's this youngster who is on her way to being a great athlete. And why shouldn't she? Just because she has type 1 diabetes ought not to be the end of the world for her, and she's showing you that it's not. So you can, maybe this is a lesson, you can overcome all kinds of things. This is one thing that's tough to overcome. How many other challenges do we have in life that can be overcome the same way? You put your mind to it, put your body to it, you know, just lean into it and you do it.
Yeah, and not even some things that need overcome but or overcame, but just acceptance. Certain things that maybe you can't change about yourself. Just accept and love yourself for
wonder,
who you are and what it is.
To get yourself into that kind of shape, to be able to build up your strength and musculature, how having the insulin problem, what does that do to your ability to build up your body? I guess that would, I don't know the answer to that. That would be a good question for a doctor, much as anything else. So, all right, up next here, excuse me, two major social, I don't know, is Apple considered, I guess part of what Apple does is sort of involved in social media, certainly Twitter. We're talking about what's going on with Elon Musk and now the trial. What I find unusual or annoying about this, I mean, I don't really care who controls Twitter because that doesn't mean anything to my life. A lot of people it does, but I don't care. But I do care about the system and the fact that they're going to trial already or soon. I think this fall, this October or something, now they want to try to push the the trial out of February. But they got, the point here is that they got an early court date. And yet when you look around, wasn't it yesterday, the day before, we were talking about somebody, that guy in the Parkland was killed in 19 kids, and this was in 2018, and mm-hmm. he's going to trial now. So how come Musk and Twitter can go to trial right away, and these guys that are accused of committing murder and heinous crimes take them 4 years to get to court? Does that make any sense to you? Make any sense to me? Mm-hmm. I don't see that that's
especially
right.
Especially when you know there's no doubt about guilty versus innocent. When
exactly.
You know, this is the person that did it. Let's get to sentencing.
Right. Yeah. Anyway, so I find that kind of reprehensible. All right, so that's the Twitter story. Apple apparently has been hit with a big lawsuit over the use of Apple Pay. Do you use Apple Pay, Jay?
I do. I do as a right. customer, as a consumer. But a lot of the banks and different credit unions who are being forced to use it and have to pay additional fees, but you can't choose to use something else when it comes to iOS software. You have to use Apple Pay. They've kind of held a monopoly on it for their products. Mm-hmm. And that's what the banks and financial unions, the credit unions, are coming for them about, because it's like, you don't even give us a choice to pick somebody else. We have to go with you, and therefore you charge us all these fees, where if there was some kind of competition like there is on Android devices, they wouldn't be able to sustain such high
fees. So the Apple iPhone that I have doesn't let me do, I don't use Apple Pay anyway, but the average person that has an iPhone can't use it for the same sorts of things that you might if you had an Android phone, a Samsung, for example, right?
You can, yeah. This is less of a person who's using the Apple phone and the banks and the credit unions who are using it, who consumer is using their credit cards, their banking systems. But those banks have to pay the fees, too.
Right.
And they have such high fees, they don't have a choice to pick something else.
Yeah. All right, that's kind of confusing, but I get it. I'm sure people that use Apple Pay are getting it, but it doesn't affect you, as Jay was explaining. It affects the banks and the people, the credit unions that are on the other end of it. In a moment, murder on the Law and Order television set after this.
You could save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, but when we just come out and say it, it feels like it falls a bit flat. So we're going to use humor. But we don't want to insult your intelligence, so nothing too goofy. And we need to avoid any polarizing topics. Oh, and it has to be about how you can save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive. You know what? Maybe humor is a bad idea. Yeah, it's never going to work. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Other banks go out of their way to make redeeming credit card rewards needlessly complicated. Like how they require minimums or force you to use your rewards before reaching some arbitrary expiration date. But Discover isn't like that. With Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. So you'll never have to jump through hoops. Unless you're like a trapezist, then by all means, go right ahead. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply.
Thanks, everyone, for baking your way here on this toasty morning. Are you all ready to jam? Excellent. Before we get rolling, let's start by hashing out everything bagel we'll be discussing. Profit margins are okay, but they could maybe be butter. Sorry, I don't mean to waffle. Next quarter, it's all or muffin. Did you have a question, Sausage Patty?
My name's Patricia.
When you can't take your mind off breakfast, it matters where you stay. Delicious breakfast available at our Hilton family of brands. Hilton, for the stay.
Wendy's new Strawberry Frosty is here, so check your watch. Is it Frosty time yet? It probably is. The hour hand would be on, I'm feeling snacky. And the minute hand would be on, relaxing with a rich, creamy Strawberry Frosty on a summer day, just digging into that smooth, chilly deliciousness and vibing. You know, depending on what kind of watch you have. When it's time for Frosty time, choose wisely. Choose Wendy's Frosty and Classic Chocolate or new Strawberry.
Limited time only at participating U.S. Wendy's.
All right. I think we got there. We almost got there anyway, Jay.
So iconic.
Yeah, well, the Law and Order franchise started with a show called, Law and Order. And that was like 24 years ago, 25, maybe 26 years ago. And it has developed into this huge, there have been all kinds of offshoots, some of them more successful than others. But there's the ongoing cast members that are in not only Law and Order, but you see the same people in the Dick Wolf produced Chicago shows. You see the same actors who are on all of these shows. And Christopher Maloney, who remained friends with Mariska Hargitay, even though he left the show like 10 years ago to go off on his own, has come back again with Law and Order Organized Crime. So a crew member on the set named Johnny Pizarro was shot and killed yesterday out in a parking lot. The show's production was being, now they're shooting all these shows now for fall. And I'm looking at the story behind the story, the idea of, you know, kind of what goes on, why. And then you look at this guy's name, and I'm trying to put two and two together here. I'm thinking maybe there's more to this than meets the eye. But at any rate, at least they don't know who, they don't know what's behind it, but they know this guy, the who of it is that a fellow worked on the set, on the staff, was killed out in the street. So,
That's miserable.
Yeah, pretty lousy. Okay, the New York Yankees, boo, 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 Giancarlo Stanton, most valuable player, American League, beat those boobs in the National League, ninth straight time. I remember when I was a kid, the American League could never win. Never, never, never won the All-Star game. And now it's hard for the National League to win, it would seem. I'm trying to remember when that... I'm not a big sports fan.
When the flip happened?
Yeah. And it's been pretty consistent, you know, ever since. Once in a while, the National League wins, but most of the time, it's the American League that wins. And one of the rare occasions when somebody on the Yankees is playing alongside and liking it, I guess, to a point, one of the Red Sox players. This is the first All-Star game at Dodger Stadium in a long, 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 long time. And so there were a lot of, you know, if you like this, these games are good because it's tight. You know, the scores are always tight. American League won 3-2, but it was a good game, I think, all the way around. I was in and out of it. I didn't watch the whole thing. But there are a lot of great hits, and the stars, that's why they call them, I guess, right? The All-Stars.
The All-Stars, and it's fun watching them have fun, because during the normal season games, that's their job. They need to win. They need to give it everything they have. And this, they don't want to give it everything they have, because nobody wants to get hurt and end their season by a fun game, you know, or what's supposed to be a fun game. So there's just that little bit where they don't take it as seriously, and you can just see them goof off, and that's just fun to see people having fun.
All right, so you want something really politically incorrect?
Oh, goodness, no.
Well, it's not aimed at necessarily being politically incorrect. But when you look at I was listening to a broadcast. I love listening to the Red Sox games. If I'm in the car driving around, the two guys that do the broadcasts are very likable, very knowledgeable, and it's fun to listen to the games because they tell stories about each other, they tell stories about the players, they tell stories about the game. I think that's what a good broadcast could be. And so recently they interviewed one of the Dominican players who used to be on the Red Sox. There were three or four that were, you know, that were on at the same time, and they all were really good. And they started talking about how the players are so good to come from the Dominican Republic. And it brought me back around to thinking about what happened to the Americans that used to be good at this. Is it just because the Dominicans are better and they've risen to the top? Pretty good question, right? 21 after the hour.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Good Day Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
And the reason why COVID-19 is still a very important issue is because of two reasons. It's a changing disease. It's a very different disease than it was 2.5 years ago. You're not going to have the personal protection that you need. The other big concern about COVID-19, why this can't go away, is because of long COVID.
All Good Day Health Podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
23 after the hour now. I'm your vehicle, baby. You know that song? You probably don't know that song. That's a great song.
Sing it.
The Ides of March. I don't have it's a Michael McDonald kind of voice that belongs to the lead singer of the Ides of March. I want to say this, it goes back to the, if I'm not mistaken, the late 60s. But anyway, so it's a little musical item to bring us around to some celebrity conversation gossip on social media. Alec Baldwin is trending because he loves his life, his wife, Hilaria, how you say, Cucumber. She's pregnant again? Is she pregnant again?
Yeah, she is. And Alec Baldwin took to Instagram, uploaded a video that he captioned, people comment about how many children we have and ask why. And he says, this is why. The thing in this life that matters most to me are these people. And there is also his two youngest that they were dressed in like these puppy onesie costume kind of things. They actually looked really cute. But he was saying that the reason they have so many kids is because they want to have so many kids. They enjoy it. They love it.
But you know what? That's their business. We can criticize. I don't think it's a good idea because I think it contributes to the population overload. But the other side of it is, it's your life and you do what you want to do. It's nobody else's business.
Yeah, and even Ireland Baldwin, Alec's daughter from his other marriage.
Kim
Basinger, yeah. And she's even said that they're really good parents. He's a good dad. Ilaria's a really good mom. And Ireland says that she likes Ilaria. She has a good relationship with her.
So then why do people tease Ilaria so much? Remember when Victoria and Jennifer used to always talk about her and make fun of her kind of and her accent because she's such a phony baloney when it comes to trying to come across as Spanish? But if she's a good mother, all that other stuff is probably not much of a factor in life.
Yeah,
right?
If you're a nice person. Well, and there's been a lot of speculation, too, if Ilaria is posing as an ethnic woman when she's not, or if there's actually more of a psychology behind it where she may not be able to control it as much.
Mm-hmm.
Where people wake up from a coma or get a head injury and all of a sudden they have an accent.
Could
Who knows?
Be. The social world and social media, as you know, and I know, and we all know, we've been the brunt of something along the lines that's been cruel. Just plain cruel. So give him the benefit of the doubt. In this circumstance, he loves his children and he's a good father, so that's it, as far as I'm concerned. Next, Justin Bieber, the Biebs, formerly known as the Worm. But I've changed because he seems to have changed himself. He's kind of growing up. He had COVID, didn't he? Isn't that why he stopped the world tour?
No, he had Ramsey-Hunt syndrome.
Oh,
he was battling Ramsey-Hunt syndrome, where half of his face was basically paralyzed. And he had to put a pause on his world tour. But he's doing better, and he's actually getting back out on the road.
So this is an example of a kid that's known all over the world, right? Not just in America, North America, but
he is a global celebrity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. And has he grown into handling it? When he was a kid, a teenager, he didn't handle it well. But now
no,
it seems to be.
I think that's in large part based on the adults in his life. How can you expect a kid to handle that magnitude of fame and money and having people on
his But his wife, a lot of people say
yeah, she
that...
Yeah, seems like she's been a really wonderful influence
too.
On him.
Yeah, right. Another Baldwin story. So we had two for the price of one. Two Baldwin stories for the price of one here on the Good Day program at 28 past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Here's today's top one.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the pandemic is in our rearview mirror, the San Diego Unified School District in California is demanding all students wear masks again. President Dr. Sharon Whitehurst Payne on KUSI provided no science for the mask mandate.
They can opt not to return to the regular school, but to go to the school where they don't have to go to school at all. They should just make it known that they don't feel comfortable and at that point just not return.
The House approved a resolution expressing the United States' support for Sweden and Finland to join NATO. The resolution passed 394-18 with only Republicans voting against it. Maryland delegate Dan Cox, who secured President Trump's endorsement, defeated Trump critic Governor Larry Hogan's choice as his successor, Kelly Schultz, in Maryland's GOP primary. Final tally was 56% to 40%. USA Radio News.
This is your captain speaking. You better buckle your seatbelts for this one. I noticed my passport was due to expire, so I went to Staples. I got a passport photo in 10 minutes, so we're good to go.
Now at Staples, get 20% off travel products when you purchase a passport photo. Get travel ready at Staples, your one-stop travel prep destination.
Hey, let me tell you about another time that Staples saved my caboose. That all started back.
N731, in-store only. Excludes Instacart orders, certain products, services, and technology. See staplesconnect.com/services/travel for details.
New message.
Hey, girlfriend, it's Carol from Jury Duty. We never actually spoke, but I saw you ordered the same hoagie as me at lunch. What are the chances? Anywho, I heard you just got a boat. We should totally grab some hoagies and take it out for a spin.
When you get a boat, you also get new friends. Make sure Progressive's one of them and get coverage today for as little as $100 a year.
Do I want to feel the wind in my hair? Guilty as charged. Oh, seriously, let's ride on your boat.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
The American farmer is struggling under red-hot inflation. National Black Farmers Association President John Boyd Jr. on Fox News says inflation is killing the American farmer, and the Biden administration has failed his community by doing nothing.
Well, you know, the president committed to having a meeting with me last year to discuss some of these very concerns that we're raising right now. Fertilizer has tripled. You know, last year I was paying close to $400 a ton. And this year I'm paying $1,100 a ton for 777.
Wow.
Last year I was paying $2.60 for a gallon of diesel fuel. This year I'm paying almost $6 a gallon for diesel fuel. These costs have tripled, and the farmer has to pay them up front, people. And we really don't know what we're going to sell our commodity for, you know, at harvest time. So the administration hasn't put things in place to help us.
Cowardice or incompetence? The terrible response to the Uvalde shooting that left 19 children and two teachers dead will likely lead to policy changes, but it's unclear whether any police officers will be held accountable for allowing the active shooter to continue without a confrontation. An investigative report released Sunday by a Texas House of Representatives committee found a total of 376 officers who responded to the scene lacked clear leadership and communication. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Stephens Good Day Show.
Firefighter, you probably saw the video of this, got trapped under an SUV, but he could have been far worse off if it wasn't for heroics from the people that were standing by. The bystanders went to work and helped get this guy out from underneath the SUV, right? You saw the video.
Yeah,
that,
yeah, they were able to lift it up so that he could crawl out. And then with the broken leg after being out, gets the driver out of that SUV safely.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Why not? 34 after the hour on the Today Show. Yeah, okay, it's the radio Today Show, also known as the Good Day Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner, caught up in some of the positive strides that humanity is making. There is an indication that child mortality, Jay, famine, poverty, contrary to what the popular news media would have you to believe, mortality among children, famine, pestilence, poverty, at an all-time low.
That is good news.
In the history of our planet, the history, written history anyway, and life expectancy, although not increasing in America, is increasing across the globe. There's been major progress made on access to clean water, for example. This is contrary, again, to all the liberal news media that will tell you the world is, or the conservative, or the unobjective news media, let's put it that way. They're so busy grinding their axes that the stuff that is good that's being accomplished, like much better access to clean water in third world countries, much better. I told you the story about what I experienced when I was in Ethiopia. I went to a, I was traveling in with a group of people, some talk radio people and some other folks from the government. And we went over to Mother Teresa's hospital in Addis Ababa. And then we went to a village in Ethiopia that was being sort of taken care of, if you will. The poverty there is unbelievable. Nobody has anything. And so I was with a group that was kind of looking around to see what schools were like, what living conditions were like, that sort of thing. And one of the first things that I noted, once I realized what it was, I was horrified. The way in these the Central African countries this time of year, easy, you know, we're talking about how hot it is in Europe and place in America, but it's always that hot in Central Africa. And so in order to cool themselves off, they stand in the street to cool their feet in the urine that's running down the street. That's the way they cool their feet. So that has, this was probably,
definitely
what, 20?
Gives you some perspective.
Oh, my God. 25 years ago, I think, when I was over there. So major progress is being made in things like this. There's much less malaria in this part of the world, tuberculosis, polio, AIDS, that kind of stuff. Natural disasters are less deadly there. We seem to have the focus on the natural disasters that occur in the so-called progressive world, but and they're not good. I'm not trying to tell you that they're good. What I'm telling you is that they're not as bad. It sort of is a throwback to what we were talking about a month or so ago when there is the report from NASA and NOAA that the planet is the same now as it was 4 million years ago in terms of CO2 gases. For whatever the reason, I was seeing a study of penguins, too, how they're different now than they used to be, and that source credits global warming because it's ruining their lives. Well, it turns out that penguins that have been around for almost as long as sharks, did you know that? Penguins, dolphins, sharks, they've all been around for
millions.
Yeah,
it also goes to show how adaptable creatures are, and all creatures of this earth, a lot of them have to be adaptable. Even just look at humans, and not in an evolution sense, but if you were to move somewhere where it was extremely cold or somewhere where it was significantly hot and you live there for a while and then you go back to Boston to visit and it's the opposite weather, it's going to seem so much worse. It's because your body just adapted in that time period. It didn't have to be the span of hundreds of thousands of years or anything like that.
Mm-hmm. So I'm looking at a study that's been done and been reported on National Geographic, which is pretty objective, I think. I've been a subscriber to National Geographic for myself and my children. I remember getting the subscription when my children were young and kept it. They have it for this National Geographic for Children that Miles has. And he's learning a whole lot about not only what's going on now, but what went on when the dinosaurs roamed. He loves dinosaurs. So he's always reading books. There's a book. My children are visiting me. They went away for an overnight to a friend's up in Maine, but they'll be back tonight. And Miles on his bed has the big book of dinosaurs. And it's a National Geographic overview of what has happened over the years or what did happen to them. And so now I fast forward to something else National Geographic is highlighting, the beluga whales. If you look at this video, you go to the National Geographic website, you can probably go to Polar Bears International and a number of places, explore.org. You can see these whales migrating in a live stream. There are like 60,000 of them that are, they spend a lot of the year in the Arctic Ocean, and then they have a mass migration to places off the coast of northeastern Canada. They molt, they give birth to their calves. The water's warmer and shallower, so the animals have a better chance of surviving. But it's just amazing to watch them. So if you want an up-close look at this kind of mass migration, the live stream is at explore.org, and I believe also at National Geographic, but I'm looking at it on explore.org. Did you find it, Jay? Look at what's going on. Look at these whales.
Mm-hmm.
Good Lord.
It's really cool.
Yeah, it really is. Yep. All right, now, so there's some good news about what's going on around the planet from what I consider to be pretty objective sources. Now, you turn it around. In the New York Times today, there is and I don't say this is negative or positive. You make up your own mind. This is a story attributed to the World Bank, which is part of the World Health Organization, which is run by the Chinese, more or less. Okay? So the headline is Healthy Diet Costs Are Skyrocketing, Reversing Gains. Just the opposite of what I just started with, right? How things are improving around the world? Nah. Not according to the Western news media. The world is falling apart. The cost of a healthy diet is shooting up, with people in lower income countries at risk. So here, this is a counter to what I just told you. The population of the planet living longer, healthier because of gains that have been made. And here's something on the other side talking about basically trend reversal. Things are horrible. Everybody's going to die. You know what? I tell them to stick it. Use this paper to wipe your butt because that's about what it's worth. I don't like these sorts of things. And yet it's what people, they look at this stuff. This is... You know, are there problems with poor people in our country and elsewhere around the world? Absolutely. It's a horror show in big cities. Los Angeles is the best example. The pockets like Venice where people are all over the street. Yeah, it's horrible. But the other side of it is that in general, we have a better diet. I'm talking about across the world, a healthier diet. We are screwing ourselves here because our diets are lousy. And the Americanization of food, i.e. McDonald's and Kentucky Fried Chicken and all the other stuff that you can see all over the world, isn't helping. But because these populations can't afford to buy this stuff, they're being taken care of governmentally and in some circumstances by the United Nations or these groups that come with aid from other countries. But is the trend good in terms of healthy diets in the organized world? No, it's not. It's good. We know what the price of food is right now. We know what's influencing the price of food. But that isn't, in poorer countries, what's going on. And so this is very interesting, more because of two things. One, the reports that things are horrible when they aren't, and the reports of how to fix the problem, which is something people can talk about, help. You see some of these ads now, hear them on the radio, see them on TV, where people are asked to give 19 cents a day to help a kid in a foreign country, that kind of stuff. Those are okay. There are other organizations that, you know, some of those people are actually paying for the commercials, and they have very healthy expenses. But then, you know, there's something good that comes out of it, and I think that's awareness, Jay.
Well, yeah, but also do the research before you donate money to anywhere to make sure it's legit, but also how much of your money is going towards what you want to help versus,
right, yes,
like, how much of your dollar is actually going to? Is it the full dollar? Is it 40 cents of your dollar?
Yeah, that's the thing. And you can find that out. My friend Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who does a slot on the Countdown Show every week, I've been a legal advisor of this program since it's been put on the air 34 years ago. The idea of what you do in terms of giving, he's got a website called Scamicide.com, Scamicide.com, and you can look and he'll send you, if he hasn't got the information there or hasn't got it published, he'll send you to a website that does. I think there's charity, what is there? There's another website, charityorg.org. Charity advisor, charity something. But you can check out. The bottom line is, like the Red Cross, a horror show. Giving money to them, might as well put it in the toilet. Because it really never gets to. It may be that they do some good work, but the money, they have so much money that what you're giving for may never actually be used for the purpose intended.
Yeah, and you're better off donating actual items than
right.
financial yeah. goods, yeah.
Yeah. How to lower anxiety level. Say it again, Doug. There it is. How to lower anxiety. Take three.
Oh my God.
How to lower anxiety levels in teenagers up next year.
Small business owners sometimes go broke. My first business startup in the 80s was a fledgling startup story. Credit cards were maxed, car had bald tires, house had broken windows, and my employees got paid before I did. But my diet of hot dogs and mac and cheese was to die for. Hi, I'm Mike Kappel, founder and CEO of Patriot Software. My business startup was messy. Actually, I was broke. My wife and I lived on fumes for 4 years. To escape our financial reality, we played board games and dreamt of someday owning our own Boardwalk and Park Place. That's why I created my fifth successful company, Patriot Software, to help small business owners do their payroll without going broke. And if you need help, we will help you for free. Go to PatriotSoftware.com and enter promo code RADIO, and I'll give you 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. Okay, easy now. You're teaching your kid how to parallel park. Ouch! Turns out he likes to do it by feel. Don't worry, eBay Motors has bumpers, taillights, trunk lids, license plate holders, 122 million parts. Pull up just a little bit. And headlights. They've got lots of headlights. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors, let's ride.
Other banks go out of their way to make redeeming credit card rewards needlessly complicated, like how they require minimums or force you to use your rewards before reaching some arbitrary expiration date. But Discover isn't like that. With Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time, so you'll never have to jump through hoops. Unless you're like a trapezist, then by all means, go right ahead. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply.
All right, so we all know, Jay, about the surveys that have been done. We keep talking about mental illness as one of the problems here in the United States because we look at the gun violence and we try to understand what young adults, white males, are going through. There are a lot of folks living with this problem. Psychologists say they're trying to reduce the statistics. A new study out involving 4,000 students in high school and also the first year or two of university, the research finds that a single 30-minute online training session could improve teenagers' stress response. Stress.
Oh, really?
You know what? Yeah. What I say is take the damn devices away from the teenagers. That'll eliminate a whole lot of stress. So that's Doug Steffen's unofficial read into how to lower the stress levels. You think back to when you were a teenager. I mean, we all have had stress in our lives at various levels, some of us more than others at certain times. Back when you were a teenager, did you feel your life was stressful?
Well, yes and no. I mean, when you're a teenager, your world is very small, and everything seems like a big deal when it's not. And you have homework and grades and your sports, if that's what you do, or whatever your extracurricular is, and then worrying about your friends, because especially middle school kids, I feel like middle school is a lot more difficult than high school, because middle school kids are just mean and the teachers were just awful. And we didn't have devices all the time. We didn't have social media like they do now, where think about bullying. Bullying at schools when we were young, Doug, but they didn't go home with us.
You're right. 10 before the hour.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173.
800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It seems like only a few seconds ago we had Warren Eckstein, the benefit of his company here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, but here he is back again, straight from the studios of the Pet Show. You can listen to Warren every weekend. You can watch him on Facebook if you have an appetite to do that. It's okay. It's all right. Works. It works for some. So anyway, let's get to the bottom line of to do or not to do. This is summertime. And I'm wondering whether you advise dog owners to cut the hair. Let's say you got a woolly breed, a long-haired collie, for example. Do you cut the hair off or not to cool them off?
It's a great question. I get this all the time, and so many people shave their pets down, and people think that they may be taking off a layer of coat will cool their dog or their cat down. However, it can really hurt their pet. Mother Nature, Doug, knows what she's talking about. So when it comes to your dog or cat's coat, it works the same way as insulation. For example, if it's hot outside and the sun's really bright, if the dog's coat is shaved or the cat's coat is shaved, that hot sun's going to go directly to the skin, overheating the dog. However, if the dog has its normal coat, by the time that heat reaches the skin, it's already cooled down. And the same thing in the winter. Plus the fact that a lot of people don't realize that dogs and cats can get sunburned. So sunscreen's also important, especially with this heat that we're having right now all across the country. Uh-huh. Especially around the nose. If you have a dog with light-colored coat or a dog that doesn't have much hair or a thin coat, or those white dogs, especially around the nose, it's important to put that sunscreen. They can get cancer just from, like we can.
Ooh.
But shaving's the big thing. Shaving's the big. It drives me absolutely crazy. You know, maybe if you're too lazy to groom your dog, you shouldn't. But to shave the dog down and think that the dog's going to feel better because of the heat is the wrong thing. Plus the fact, as a behaviorist, I've noticed that sometimes when a dog cat is shaved down, they're a little embarrassed.
Really?
Yeah, they are. They're embarrassed.
Huh.
You know, but really, all joking aside, the most important thing you can do is remember that if you have a dog or a cat, leave the coat the way it is. You may want to trim around the eyes a little bit, maybe around the butt a little bit, the feet a little bit, but leave the coat the way it is. It's a lot safer and a lot better for your pet.
All right, here's the story of a family that was stunned. Their dog escaped, and they didn't know where the dog went. The dog came back home with a ribbon from a dog show. And nearby, this is a 5-year-old beagle mix. vanished on Sunday. They called the police, the dog warden. They all went up and down their street, neighbors looking for this dog named Bonnie. And apparently, after a couple of 3 hours, the dog comes back and apparently got into a dog show and was entering on his own. And he grabbed a ribbon and ran back home. See, Mom? Look what I brought home. I think that was kind of cute.
It is kind of cute. I don't necessarily believe it, but it's definitely kind of
cute. Oh, come on.
I'm not a skeptic, but come on. A dog ran away from home, found its way to a dog show with nobody handling it, went into the ring against other dogs, and came out with a blue ribbon?
Yep.
Am I that gullible?
All right, Jay. Are you going to underscore? Jay did the research on this one. She found this.
Somebody who was already on his way to a dog show with his dogs found the dog and didn't had time to stop to get the dog, but didn't have time to look for people at the time, so took the dog to the dog show and was like, you know what, I'm just going to go ahead and enter it in a rescue dog category.
Yeah,
and the dog won, and after the dog show, he was able to find the owners again.
I take back my
How about that? Here's the story of a policeman in Florida. You would have done this, Warren, too, who dove into the water to rescue a dog from drowning off the coast of Florida. This is all over Facebook. It's a neat story. Officer Stebbins, Bob Stebbins, they had a call at the police station. There was a dog treading water, and so the officer got there and jumped right in the water to save the dog. And that's what these people are supposed to do.
Absolutely hero.
Nice to tell the story. Yeah.
Hey, Doug, do you know what an accelerometer is?
An accelerometer?
Yeah.
Something that I use after I brush my teeth.
No, accelerometer, I can't even pronounce it. It's a brand new item now that's going to allow your dog or your cat to FaceTime with you. On your
really?
Phone. It's a little ball with this electric thing called, I'm telling you, it's true. It's a little ball with this thing called an accelerometer in it, and when your dog rolls it around, it can call you and will see your face, and you will see the dog's face, and you can FaceTime. Well, you can FaceTime with a cow, I guess, but you can FaceTime with your dog as well. They say that dogs are really responding. I don't know.
Sounds like a new advertiser for the pet show to me.
My have mental telepathy with their pets. They don't need a phone with it.
They don't need a phone. You were talking about me and my new rescue cow.
Yeah.
The pictures of it are on social media, and she's a wonderful, wonderful cow. I don't have cows as pets, but yet they really are my pets. And so it's kind of neat. I'm glad you saw that picture. You can see it. I think, Jay, you've got it on all our social media, haven't you?
Picture of me with the new cow. She's so beautiful.
Warren Eckstein at 59 past the hour.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.